Thank you, Sean, and good morning as we do come to you live from MIAA Football Media Day. We're in the Little Theater of the Municipal Auditorium. If you've come to MIAA Basketball Tournament, there's a little auditorium that's off to the side, and that's where the Football Media Day is taking place today. And earlier today, the MIAA preseason polls were released, and let's take a look at those polls first off. Looking at both the coaches and the media poll, the top six teams are all the same, and Emporia State is at number six, so that gives them a little bit of maybe motivation going into the upcoming season. But Emporia State in both the MIAA coaches and the media poll at number six. And when you look at the top other five teams, they're all the same in both polls, with Northwest Missouri State number one, Nebraska Kearney number two, Pittsburgh State is three, Washburn is four, Fort Hays State is five. And then after that, things shift a little bit. And the coaches poll tied for the seventh spot, Central Missouri and Missouri Western. And Central Oklahoma's at 9, Missouri Southern 10, Northeastern State 11, and Lincoln is at 12. And on the media side, Missouri Western is 7, Central Oklahoma 8, Central Missouri is 9, Missouri Southern 10, Northeastern State 11, and Lincoln checks in at number 12. And we're now joined by Emporia State head football coach Garen Higgins, who's getting ready for another exciting season of Hornet football. And coach, how excited do you get when you start looking at the number of players you have coming back, the experience that you have coming back, especially offensively, then also on the defensive side, and then you look at it and you say, hey, we've got some athletes that can make plays coming back as well. How excited do you get, and are your palms getting itchy yet?
No, not getting itchy. I'm excited, but, you know, really, Greg, I get excited every year about this time, just because I love what I do, and coaching football and being a part of this football program. And but you know, besides that, yeah, you know, going into this year, I mean, every year is the same to me. You know, I don't get more excited than another, but it is nice when you're going into a year though where you do have some veterans coming back, and we got a lot of those guys. You know, guys that have been able to get through a season and gain some maturity. So anytime you can go into the MIAA with experienced players, I think it gives you an opportunity to have success.
One of those experienced players is sitting just to your left, and quarterback Braden Gleason. And we've seen over the years when you have an experienced quarterback coming back that I don't know if it makes life easier, but it seems things run a lot smoother.
Yeah, I think it does. So it does make life easier, honestly. You know, I mean, Braden's got a year under his belt. You know, even the previous year, he had only played in not very many games. I think started the last two or three games. But to be able to get through a season and, you know, and gain that experience is invaluable. You know, I mean, he's mature enough to know what it takes to prepare over the summer and what you need to do to be ready for the season. And I know he's excited about, you know, the guys up front that are blocking for him. You know, we're experienced there. Got four of our five starters back. And then, as you said, we got some playmakers out there on the edge. And then we also have a returning starter back at tailback, you know, who did a great job for us last year, and looking for great things from him this year as well.
And I've asked you this, I know, numerous times. Are you going to have enough footballs for everybody? Like last year, a lot of guys, you proved that you can use multiple players and still have success.
You know, yeah, I mean, they're not changing the rules. We're only going to have one ball, you know. So, hey, and I always say this, we talk about we're an equal opportunity employer, you know. So, you know, everybody has an opportunity to catch the ball, run the ball, make plays. I think that's good when you're able to spread things out because, you know, as far as defending us offensively, you know, you can't just key on one or two guys, you know. So, and I also think that it shows those guys last year that, you know, the ball was spread around. Those guys are back, so they got experience, you know. They got experience making plays.
As you look at this team overall, where do you see the strengths?
Well, I think I would first start our strength is just the type of team we have. You know, I think we're a close team. You know, we've been through a lot as a team this summer. So I think we got the right type of chemistry. I think So that's a strength, and I think that's very important because you're going to go through so much adversity in the MIAA. You got to be able to get through it, fight through it, and the way you do that is have guys that, you know, are close. And, you know, besides that, I mean, we're excited, of course, about what we have offensively. You know, going into last year, there was a lot of question marks, and I think we performed well. And then, you know, also excited about where we're at defensively. I think those guys are probably, you know, got a lot to prove, honestly, you know, and I think that those guys have done what they've needed to do starting back in the spring and over the summertime. So got a lot of things that I think we'll be strong at, but really I think one of the biggest strengths will be the type of team that we have, the togetherness.
We're also joined by Braden Gleason, who's getting ready for – you want to move your microphone just a little bit closer so we –
right here?
Yeah, a little closer. There we go.
There we go.
That way it doesn't sound like you're talking to me down the hallway. You're back for your second full season as a starting quarterback. How valuable was that experience last year for you getting ready for this year?
You know, I think it helps me a lot going into this next season, just, you know, knowing what this league is about, knowing each week is, you know, going to be a dogfight each and every week. So I think it's helped me, you know, grow up and, you know, learn how to prepare for games. And, you know, things aren't always going to go your way, and you got to be able to, you know, overcome that and learn from it. So I think that was a lot of last season, just taking away those experiences and running with them.
You'll return the majority of the weapons that you had last year. You, Kenan Brooks at running back. You have a host of receivers that you were able to throw the ball to last year. Having the basically working with the same group of guys, how much have you guys worked together during the offseason?
Every day, just about. I mean, those guys are awesome. They push me to be better because they're always wanting to work, and, you know, they want to get better themselves, so it helps me out a lot. They make me a lot better. O-line up front, you know, returning those guys, that's huge. I mean, they did great last year protecting me, and, you know, I can't wait for this year with them.
I was getting ready to say we can talk about the skill guys that you have coming back, but that offensive line, you return just about everybody back on that offensive line and some guys that gained some valuable playing time. How excited are you to play behind those guys?
Very excited. I, you know, I feel very comfortable back there. You know, I don't really – getting out of the pocket or nothing's not on my mind. I mean, it's – I know they got me, and they're going to do whatever they can to protect me up, and, you know, they're going to do whatever they can when we're running the ball too to open up holes, and makes my job easier when we're rushing the ball and – getting 3 to 4 yards a pop makes it a lot easier on me.
So where do you feel like you guys might be a little better this year than you were last year?
I think the experience we all got from it. I mean, just from last season, you know, we're all mature. We know the offense. You know, we know what to expect out there and how, you know, we're a tight-knit group, so we know how to, you know, kind of overcome things as together as a group, and just got to take that and run with it, really.
We're also joined by Derek Hamas, senior linebacker coming back. And when you look at the defensive side, you lost some quality players, but you also have some quality players coming back. How excited are you to see how much this team collectively defensively has improved during the offseason?
When we're firing on all cylinders, you know, we're looking good. And so that's one thing. Coach said we got something to prove, and we fill out 100%. So attacking our weaknesses and making sure we get better at them, doing everything we can do as linebackers to help at the back end or help our D-line out. Those guys are stepping up. We're making big plays, and we're excited to see what we can do.
Well, you have one of the guys you played next to for the last couple of years. Now your linebackers coach in Jace McDown. How's that transition gone?
Yeah, well, he felt like he was a coach when he was out there playing with him. So, it's awesome to have him in the room. You can learn so much from that guy, and he's growing as a coach himself. So having him around, the players respond real well to him, and we're going to fight our butt off to play as hard as we can for him, and we're excited.
Last year, I felt when you look at the stats, you guys were really good third down situations, and the big bugaboo was giving up the big plays. Mm-hmm. I felt like maybe the key there was you had some young guys that were learning how to play their positions, especially in the secondary. How excited are you to see the progress that they've made?
Well, we've made some honest conversations with ourselves, you know, had to look ourselves in the mirror, and we had to grow up a little bit. You know, we got to make those big plays, and like I said, we've been attacking our weaknesses, and we've been getting better every week. We've been attacking the summer with a great attitude, and Coach Moore, second year in, we're ready to go. He's learning a lot, learning about the players and learning our defense and learning how to, you know, relate and communicate better. So it's going well.
So how excited are you for your senior season?
Sixth year, man, I'm beyond excited. I feel
he's
like I'm
25, 26 years old. I mean,
yeah, married, has kids.
Yeah.
It's I'm going to take every opportunity I can. You know, not everything's given to you, so I'm ready to go.
Now, looking at last year, you guys lost six games. Five of those games were by a touchdown or less. How much motivation does, or does that give you confidence going into this season?
A lot of confidence, because it left a bad taste in our mouth. And that's not who we felt we were as a team, and we got to figure out what we can do to, you know, raise our standard and finish those tough plays, those, you know, those tough games. And I don't know, we like I said, we've been attacking those weaknesses. We know where we can improve, and we know how to get there. So,
And we'll close this out real quick with one final comment from Coach. And we've talked a lot away from the game in your office. And I'm a big believer in paying dues and earning your way and learning how to play the game. I feel like this team, and I hope you feel the same way, this is a team that has paid their dues, and it's time to reap the reward, so to speak.
Yeah, they have. They've paid their dues in a lot of different ways, you know, going – and everybody had to deal with it. But, you know, it's been kind of a really inconsistent last 2 years. You know, I mean, last year going into the season, things were beginning to get back to normal. Then going into this year, things felt like were going to be normal after the spring. And you know, we've had to go through, you know, losing a teammate, and that's been very difficult. And I think that you know, we've been able to grow and fight through some things emotionally. I think our guys have done a good job getting better physically, too, and getting through it physically. And, you know, I think there's you know, they've went through a lot of adversity. And I am a true believer that you become better by how you handle that adversity and how you get through it as a team. And I think it will make us better. Not saying that that's going to guarantee us more wins, you know, these guys are hungry, and, you know, it's a good group. It's a good group of young men that I, you know, love to go coach and love to be around every day, and that's the honest truth, you know. And I want to see him have success, you know. That's the most important thing to me, you know, is having those guys that have went through the things they've went through to, you know, to have a lot of success this year.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us. I know there are other media that want to talk to you. You have the podium at 12:30.
Greg, you're the only guy I want to talk to, man. All right.
Yeah, I know you guys have the podium at 12:30. Braden, good luck this season.
Thank you.
Derek, good luck this season. Or Dawson, I'm sorry.
Hey.
I knew I was going to do it.
Hey, that's a long time ago now.
Yeah. I apologize. Dawson Hamas, his dad is Derek, who played at Emporia State and has been his high school football coach at Rossville. And I just saw where your dad was named one of the top three all-time head football coaches in Shawnee County history. That's a nice honor for him.
That's right. I'm more than proud of him. He's awesome. So he's came a long way.
Well, Dawson, good luck this season. I told your dad last year. I did made the same a couple of years, over the years. I've made that same mistake. It's usually when there's not, you know, a bad play was made. I usually called him Derek, and when there was a good play, it was Dawson.
There you go.
that's great.
Again, guys, good luck this season. I can't wait till September the 1st when you guys kick it off against Northeastern State.
Yeah, thank you, Greg.
That's important. Head football coach Garen Hagans, along with quarterback Braden Gleason and linebacker Dawson Hamas, joining us here from MIAA Football Media Day as the Hornets are getting closer to the kickoff of the 2022 football season. From Kansas City, Greg Ray, KVOE, live and local.